Tomorrow is Tu Bishvat, so I want to spend some time this week looking at issues to do with Birkat HaPeirot, topics which are relevant to or associated with Tu Bishvat. Many people have a minhag on Tu Bishvat to eat many fruits. Often people try and eat 15 fruits. Of course, this is not a minhag which appears in the Gemara or the Rishonim or the early Acharonim. It's a much later minhag, but nevertheless, it's a nice minhag, though we should be careful to realize that, of course, there are many things which are far more important, and in the by the picture of things that we shouldn't grasp onto the tafel and ignore the ikar. In any event, when one's eating one's fruit on Tu Bishvat, one might well find that there's fruits on which one would say a bracha of Shechianu, new fruits which one hasn't yet had in this season. And the question is, when should one say this bracha of Shechianu? So the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchot Brachot Halacha Bet writes, Haroe pri hamitchadesh mishana l'shana, that if you see a new fruit which is in season, then you say the bracha, meaning that you say the bracha at the time of Re'iyah, at the time when you see the fruit. And the Beit Yosef quotes in Simon Reish Kaf Hei, quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, who says that in actual fact, if you don't say the bracha when you first see the new fruit, then you don't say the bracha of Shechianu subsequently. It's davka when you first see the new fruit. However, the Rosh in Masechet Eruvin, he says that the minhag is to say the bracha b'shat achila, when one eats the new fruit. And he brings an example or a parallel that on Yom Tov, there's bracha of Shechianu on the sukkah. You say the bracha of Shechianu on the sukkah when you first eat in the sukkah, not when you put it up or when you just go into the sukkah. So we say the bracha of Shechianu often in conjunction with eating, and that's what one does with eating new fruits as well. That's when one says the bracha of Shechianu. The Smak says that it depends, and if you are really pleased when you see the new fruit, so then you say the bracha of Shechianu then. But if you're actually not so pleased just seeing it, and you don't get the hana until you eat the new fruit, so then you say the bracha when you eat the new fruit. The Shulchan Aruch in Sim Reish Kaf Hei Se'if Gimel writes, Haro'e Pri Chadash, that if you see a new fruit, you say the bracha of Shechianu. But then he goes on to say, V'nagu she'ol avarei chadshat achila. The minhag is that we don't say the bracha until we eat the fruit. And then the Rama adds, D'mishem avarei chadshat ri'ya lo hifsid, that if you said the bracha when you saw the fruit rather than waiting till when you eat it, lo hifsid, you know, that's also all right. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out that the Lashon is careful here, indicating lo hifsid means that it's not the ideal thing to do, but it's all right. So the ideal thing to do, at least for us, because we don't really get hana when we see the fruit on the tree, is to say the bracha of Shechianu when we eat it. Though it might be that if you're, you know, you've got a pomegranate tree, whatever, in your back garden, and you get really excited, oh, you know, the first pomegranate, you know, is ripe now, and you're really excited by that, then maybe one should say the bracha of Shechianu then. In any event, there's a question, which bracha should you say first? You've got a new fruit, and you've got two brachot you need to say, bracha porei pri haetz, and also the bracha of Shechianu. Which way round should you do it? So most people do seem to say the bracha on the fruit first, and then say the bracha of Shechianu. The Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Hei says that he's seen many gedolim do this because of the consideration of tadir, v'she'in or tadir, tadir kodim, where you've got two things, one which is frequent and one which is less frequent. The more frequent thing takes precedence. Here, the more frequent thing is the bracha borei pri haetz. So you say that first. He disagrees with that contention, because he says the principle of tadir she'ino tadir only applies when the chiyuv for both things falls simultaneously. Whereas here he says the chiyuv for bracha of Shechianu really applies as soon as you see the fruit. It's just we delay it. You've already got the chiyuv of Shechianu, so you should say that first, and then you should say the bracha of borei pri haetz. Also, he's concerned about a hefsek, an interruption between the bracha of Bore Priate and eating the fruit. And therefore, he says that his minhag, and he thinks the correct thing to do, is to say the bracha of Shechianu first, and then the bracha of Bore Priate. That also seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah paskens in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. He quotes from the Prima Gadim, who says that Chatchila should say Shechianu, and then the Bore Priate, because of this concern about Hefsek. Well, he says you could say Bore Priate, take a bite from the fruit, and then say the bracha of Shechianu afterwards. He says, b'diavad, if a person said the bracha of Shechianu first, and then they said the bracha of Borei Priyates, it wouldn't be regarded as a hefsek. It seems the better thing to do is say the ha'etz first, and then the Shechianu. Of course, if you're eating multiple fruits, so it might well be that if you've got from Shivat Haminim, you've got other fruits, and you've said the bracha on something from Shivat Haminim first, so you've already said the Borei Priyates and eaten the fruit, so then when you eat your new fruit, which is not from the Shivat Haminim, so then you would simply say bracha of Shechianu and no other bracha, and that, of course, would solve the problem. Ad Kan.